Welcome back. You're listening to No One's Legal Radio. We're going to go straight to Stephanie Clermont, who is on site at the protest against the Grand Prix, which has been kettle or been kettle in several ways. Stephanie, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you, Jackie.
So let us know what's happened since we last talked to you near the top of the hour.
Okay, well, without even giving an order of dispersion, the police immediately kettled the entire protest before it even started. So the protesters were surrounded by riot cops. Then they asked the media to leave. So I was let out of the kettle, only to find myself in a second sort of kettle, that is a group of people that had just arrived to the protest and who are now standing in front of a line of cops. And then there's the rest of the media, most of the people who have cameras, who are on another street corner in front of yet another line of cops. And the line of cops that is in front of the group that I am a part of has actually just started moving towards us. And some people in the group think that it's so that we don't see what's going on with the larger group of people who are completely kettled by riot cops. So far, I have seen two arrests. Police have arrested two people in the larger kettle.
Is there any word on what they're being charged with? Is this a municipal offense? It's very common in Montreal recently to have people surrounded or kettled, as we put it, and to be given a fine, not a criminal charge. Do we have any idea what's going on?
So far, I have not heard a single police officer say anything, except when I was let out of the kettle and they told me to leave when it's time and show me your media pass. But other than that, I'm noticing that the police are very silent. None of them have used a megaphone. I don't know what was said to the individuals who were arrested. I'm too far to tell.
All right. I just want to let our listeners know, and you as well, Stephanie, let the listeners know and everyone know that there has been a call for a support casserole or support demonstration at the corner of Saint-Martin and Notre-Dame. If you're not from the Southwest, you probably have no idea where Saint-Martin is, but it's actually just a block away from Des Seigneurs and Notre-Dame where people are being kettled. So there's a call-out being made for demonstrators to gather and to bang pots and pans as a gesture of solidarity and support for people who are currently being kettled. Stephanie, can you tell us more about what you're seeing? Other reporters are saying the same thing. The way the cops have positioned the journalists, you can barely see anything that's going on.
Right. Well, I'm actually with a group of people. I think I'm one of the only journalists in this group. I see a few others, but whether it's my group or the other group of journalists on the other side, we're at maybe 100 feet from. I'm not sure how to describe the distance, but effectively, we can barely see what's going on with a group of people that's being kettled, especially now that the police have taken a few steps towards us.
All right, Stephanie. Well, we're getting to the end of the hour. Thanks for your live reports, and I'm sure you'll fill us in more tomorrow on Off the Hour. Thanks, Stephanie. Stay safe.
For sure. Thank you, Jackie.